question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I certainly appreciate you tuning in today. Before we reconnect with show friend Arnold Donald, the CEO of Carnival Corporation, for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode, we want to share that our program is sponsored by Refreshing Le Bleu Premium Ultra Pure Water.
Hydration is so important, whether traveling, at home, on the job, or, of course, on a cruise ship like we are now. If things like better health, better skin, and a better life matter to you, give yourself the best Le Bleu Premium Ultra Pure Water. It's a perfectly natural water with a fresh, clean taste that's odorless and colorless, and your body will crave it.
Dr. Michael Coates, the head of family medicine at Wake Forest University School of Medicine, shared with us, "I've been drinking Le Bleu for several years now, and it's the only bottled water I'd ever recommend to patients, family, and friends. Find a retailer near you at LeBleu, LeBleu.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors."
All right. As many of you may know, Arnold Donald is the CEO of Carnival Corporation, the world's largest leisure travel company with brands that include Cunard, Seabourn, Princess, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, Ada, and Costa.
They have a lot of them.
They certainly do. It's been about 18 months since we last had him on the program with us, and when we found out he'd be right here in New York City, we decided to visit him aboard the new Carnival Horizon, and why not, and check in with him for today's exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Well, Arnold, nice to have you back on the show with us today, and nice to do it in person.
You know, Robert, Mary, it is a pleasure to be with you guys, and welcome aboard the Carnival Horizon.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciated the red carpet that we saw before that was put out. I'm not sure it was entirely for us, but we really appreciate it. It was really
now,
nice
wait a minute.
Show.
Are you a guest with us? Then it was out for you.
It's it was out for us. Okay.
Every guest is treated as VIP on Carnival, and because you guys, you know, are even a little extra, you're kind of VVIP.
VVIP. I like it. We'll use that. Okay. All right. So, listen, first I want to thank you and the whole Carnival Corporation team, you know, for being strong supporters of America's number one travel radio show and what Mary, Rudy, and I do each week on the air. We really appreciate that, so thank you. And, you know, since we partnered about 2 years ago, we've been asked, you know, which of the brands that we like within the company. They're all terrific, and they all serve a different type of traveler. Personally, if I had to choose, I probably would say Seabourn. There's a lot of fun going on here on the Carnival brand. So I'm not going to ask you your favorite, but I would like to know, you know, maybe something that you respect or really appreciate about each of your brands that you can share with our audience.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you for that, because, you know, I do love all my children equally. So
absolutely.
Choosing a brand would be tough, but talking about them is easy. So let's start with the one you're on, Carnival. So Carnival, the key essence of Carnival is social. It's all about people wanting to spend time with other people. So it's guests with guests, it's guests with crew. They want the crew to be involved with them. And it's a very social line. So as you see on this ship, all these features we talk about, the Sky Ride, Guy Fieri's Burgers, whatever it is, they're all engineered to actually get people to spend time together in a way that's social, et cetera.
I don't know, I'm just going to interrupt you for a second, folks. And if you're wondering, it is Fleet Week in New York when we're doing this. And that would be, again, one of our wonderful military aircraft going by. Continue on, please.
Absolutely. Those were impressive aircraft, by the way. Did you see those?
Someone get a photo, please.
Yeah, those were fantastic. But in any event, so that's Carnival. And I'll quickly go through the rest. Seabourn, as you mentioned, ultra-luxury. Goes to places because of small ships that a lot of ships can't go. You can go to Antarctica on Seabourn, down the Amazon. And you can get into little tight places that the larger ships can't get into. And in Antarctica, you can actually get off the ship, get in a Zodiac, be out at sea with the sea life, or walk on the continent itself and visit the penguins. So Princess and Holland America, two brands that if you look at them age-wise and income-wise, look identical with the guests. But it's all about psychographics, so it's not demographics. Princess is kind of Hong Kong luxury, is Southern California chic. And so it has an aspect of adventure. People want to see kayak to the museum themselves. Holland America is classic European. European styling, great music walk. It has more Midwestern-type values and tone. And people love going in really classy ground transportation to a really great museum. So if you move on to P&O, it's a brand for Brits. It's 98% British. Cunard is a global brand, but it's the ultimate in classic cruising. If you think back to the 20s and 30s, celebrities, big gala nights, high tea in the afternoon, that's Cunard. AIDA, 98% German, as for our German guests. P&O Australia is wild and crazy like the Aussies are. Okay. So each one has its own, you know, identification, and each one is catering to a different psychographic.
All right. So, Arnold, we've been told that you're launching 18 new ships over the next 5 years. Incredible. Let's talk about the four new ships that you're debuting in 2018. We're on one of them right now, the Carnival Horizon. You have the Seabourn Ovation coming in two. You have one from Holland America and one from AIDA.
Right. And Ovation we named just a week or so ago in Malta.
Okay.
It was a fabulous ceremony. Elaine Page, who originated, you know,
sure.
Eva and Eva Perón,
right.
The famous London theater
why
actress,
not? Perfect.
Was the godmother, and she's yeah. fantastic.
Yeah.
So a beautiful ship added to our Seabourn fleet. Of course, you're on the Carnival Horizon. We're going to have Queen Latifah as the godmother here, and it's going to be a big lip sync battle between
Queen Latifah. I understand.
Latifah,
are you going to try to take her down in the lip sync?
Not at all.
No.
But
okay.
Actually, for your listeners, it is true that Christine Duffy, who is the president of the Carnival brand, and myself, are going to do a little warm-up.
All right, so we're
going to
see that,
so
Mary Arkin.
You're
going to
have some fun with that. I'm thinking about wearing a medical mask so nobody can see.
How great is it that you get to go to all these new ship and all of the godmothers that you get to have? I think that's terrific.
It's great, Robert. And then the two you mentioned, the new Stottendam from Holland America.
Yes.
That'll be near the end of the year here, and a fabulous vessel, sister to the Koningsdam, which we introduced a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and then AIDA Nova, the next class of ship. It's LNG powered. Mm-hmm. It'll be the
and
first
when you
ship.
When you say powered that way, what do you mean by that? Just so our listeners
the energy source is liquefied natural
yeah.
gas. It's the first cruise ship ever
mm-hmm.
that will be powered by LNG, which is the cleanest burning fuel
right.
we can have on Earth today. In fact, we have 9 ships planned that will be LNG powered out of the 18
out of the 18 that are coming over.
And AIDA Nova is, she's, again, for the German market, but she's a big ship. She'll have as many as 5,500 guests on it.
Yeah, we reported on that on the show a couple of weeks back as far as the how it was going to be fueled and that it is revolutionary. Yeah, I want to ask you this. You know, we took this show, we did a live remote broadcast from a river cruise down the Danube River back in December, and it was the first time actually an American radio show did a live remote broadcast while the ship was moving. But when you compare river cruising to really ocean cruising is a massive business. And, you know, I would love for you, and you cater to all levels of travel and all types of travelers. So I'd like for you to share, people right now, again, are listening, what are some of the popular destinations out there? There's going to be obvious ones like the Caribbean, I think. But and then maybe places that you think are really a good place to go on an ocean cruise versus another form of travel.
You know, we go to over 700 ports around the world. And they're all spectacular. You mentioned the Caribbean as a region. You know, there's the Eastern Caribbean, Western Caribbean, Southern Caribbean. Alaska, of course, is a very popular destination. The Baltic is with the fjords and the sun 24 hours a day at parts of the time of the year. The Mediterranean, you have the Amazon, you have Asia, whether it's Singapore or Vietnam or Thailand. There are so many spectacular places to go in the world, and cruising can take you to many of them. The unique thing about cruising is it's the one destination that will take you everywhere.
Well, so you're bringing everything with you.
You bring everything with you. You unpack once, that you go to bed, the next morning you wake up, you're in a completely different place. And so it makes travel easy and frictionless. It is a great value. We are absolutely a better value than the equivalent land-based vacation in terms of just costs a lot less. And then secondly, it's probably, most people will tell you, the greatest vacation experience there is.
So before we run out of time, I'd love to get your thoughts on an honor that the Carnival Cruise Line just earned. I think for the fourth year in a row, Reader's Digest has named the brand America's Most Trusted Cruise Line. That's a big deal. Congratulations. And I'd love to know how you feel about that as the CEO.
It's absolutely a big deal. You know, we get over 500-plus awards the various brands have earned. That particular one is especially important to us, and especially for the Carnival brand. It wasn't that long ago that people were questioning that brand. And clearly, the brand has been successful in righting that ship. And so we are very pleased and honored and privileged to have Carnival recognized as the most trusted brand.
Yeah, I saw that there were like 5,500 people, so it was not a small sampling. And Carnival, I mean, across the board, and I think it's the only company in travel that actually was ranked.
And Robert, what delivers that? is our people.
Yeah, the people.
When you are on board the ship, everybody talks about the ships and the features. It's all about the people. Our crew is totally focused and committed to
from the moment we get on, the smiles, the happiness that's here, the people, you can absolutely tell that. Arnold, we're headed to a hard break, so I'm going to ask you to just to stick with us as we have a few other things that we want to get to, and we'll continue this discussion momentarily. Folks, as we pause to take a quick break, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. You can do it all at RM World Travel. After these messages, we'll continue our conversation with Arnold Donald, so we ask you to stay right where you are. RM World Travel is back after these messages.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back. To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
It is segment three, everybody. Welcome back to New York. Robert, Mary with you as we continue with our guest, the CEO of Carnival Corporation, Arnold Donald. Arnold, we really enjoy you being here with us. Thank you again. And today we are on board the brand new Carnival Horizon ship for today's edition of our Chief Travel Leader interview.
We're having a very relaxed, wonderful time. Arnold, thanks for sticking around with us. Let's get back to our discussion. Prior to the break, we were talking about the Reader's Digest recognition for the Carnival Cruise Line brand as America's most trusted cruise line. But there's another publication, Corporate Responsibility Magazine, which named the entire company, Carnival Corporation, and all of your multiple brands as one of America's best corporate citizens. Another big deal. Talk to us about what it takes to be a corporate responsibility leader today in travel and tourism.
Well, you know, it's so important, we feel, not just for freedom to operate, which is essential for us to be able to generate returns for our shareholders, but just all of our people are citizens. We have people from 144 countries around the world. That's our 120,000-plus employees. And we all want to live in great places. And we want our children and our children's children to live in great places. So for us, every place we touch, we go with the focus of trying to make it even better than before we arrive. So whether it's sustainable tourism in places like Venice or Dubrovnik or wherever, or whether it's maritime environments anywhere in the world, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia or the reef right here in the Bahamas, we want to be part of making any place we touch even better than before we touch it. So it's very important for us to connect with the locals because there's two mantras in cruise: happy crew, happy guests. Happy locals, happy guests, because our guests go to destinations. So we always want the locals to feel a part of what we're doing and to be welcoming and want us there and to feel like we're helping improve the quality of life.
Almost as if they're, I mean, they're partners with you, basically, is how you want them to feel.
In fact, we want to be family.
You know, you've just taught me something, too, because I always thought it was, you know, happy wife, happy life. But clearly that's you've taught me something.
It is.
Well, I would agree with that, and certainly my wife would.
Yeah. All right. So this is our Chief Travel Leader interview. And I want to ask you, Arnold, you know, when did you know that your passions for travel would become your career? And what do you most enjoy about the travel and hospitality industry?
Well, I have to tell you, I was on the board of Carnival for 13 years before I got the call to ask me to run it. And I had no clue. I never once thought about running it. But I had cruised a lot. I've been cruising since the 70s. And my wife is a very avid cruiser. And when I got the call, I almost said no on the spot because I was literally cruising through life at that time. I was retired. I'd had a successful career. So I never anticipated being directly in the business as an operator, as a leader, as a manager. But when the opportunity presented itself after I discussed it with the board and our chairman, Mickey Arison, and I realized what a tremendous opportunity it was, I decided to take it on, and it was the best decision I've ever made. The job is ridiculous fun. We're in the business.
Well, I can tell you're happy. You look relaxed.
Fun. Yeah.
And you're running this multi-million dollar corporation.
We're
the largest travel.
We're making fun and making, helping people make memories. And, you know, what's more fun than that? Yeah. So it's a fantastic job, and I love it.
Since 2018, which is hard to believe, is almost half over, from your seat in the CEO's office, and this today is not a bad seat for you, for the CEO's office, or any of us for that matter, I'm sure you have a few thoughts on what's likely ahead for cruising and tourism for the remainder of 2018, but also looking ahead into 2019, what are some things you're expecting in the industry?
Well, I think one thing we as an industry have to do, and when I rattle through all the brands, I failed to mention Costa, which is our continental European brand. Mm-hmm. And Costa is geared for continental Europeans. And one area for the travel industry in general is Europe, this idea of sustainable tourism. There are many areas that are being pressured. For example, Venice has over 24 million visitors a year.
Yeah.
Only, you know, 1.5 million or so are cruise goers, but often we are symbolic of tourism because of the size of the ships and where they're located in Venice when they berth. So, you know, we as an industry have to be part of the solution that makes that volume of people going through these towns absolutely sustainable, where the locals can still enjoy the quality of life and the essence of those places are maintained.
I think that's very true. We've reported on the show a number of times about the cruise industry and, you know, whether it is Venice or whether you just did something that's remarkable, that you're now opening a tremendous facility in Dubai.
Absolutely.
So that's also coming, again, as the world expands. Well, Arnold, I'm going to just say this. We could continue this for the entire show, but unfortunately, you have a lot to do. You've got the lip sync contest coming. It's going by too quickly, but we really appreciate it. Thank you very much. We enjoy the partnership and the professional friendship that we share, and you're welcome anytime. So thanks.
Robert, Mary, thank you all very much. Thank what you do for travel, and thanks to you for what you do for cruise.
Thank you, Arnold. Take care. Now
let's
go have some fun on the Carnival Horizon.
All right, lip sync. You won't be able to hear me.
And folks, before we hit the break, we want to share that this portion of the program is made possible by LifeLock, and it now includes the power of Norton Security.
Whether you're traveling at home or on the job, the reality is our devices are vulnerable to cyber criminals, and there's really an awful lot of threats in today's connected world, and all it takes is one weak link for criminals to get in and wreak havoc on your life. That's why we say get the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection that now includes the power of Norton Security.
Simply put, they're going to help protect you against threats to your identity and your devices that you can't see or easily fix on your own. And should you ever have a problem, their agents will work to fix it immediately. Annual memberships start at $7.99 a month, so don't put this off. Just go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RM, you'll save 10%. You'll find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. And listen, that was a great interview with Arnold Donald. Really appreciated his time today. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to reconnect with Rudy for segment 4 before Mary and I return with the next installment of our popular Destination Spotlight series. So stick around. RM World Travel is back in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.